To a brand new episode of the Played Up Podcast.
Woo!
Yep.
We have Dennis on my right, Sean on my left.
Hello. And
we are just kicking off a fresh episode in the depths of Netherworld in the Lost Souls karaoke side of the place. Amazing, amazing little area.
That's beautiful. What a joint.
They have these beautiful, crazy artwork-filled karaoke rooms. I think there's 5 rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And you can rent them out and get in there with your mates, sing all your songs. The software has, I think they ran like a high 90% check against requests, random requests that Ben took like on Facebook. And he had a massive high percentage of, if you know this song, it will be on the software.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, wow. So there's going to be some obscure stuff on there for you you strange music lovers out there.
That's great. Yeah, that's really cool. You can rent them out for tabletop gaming.
Yep.
Doing a podcast.
Yep.
Such as this.
Card games.
Yeah. Yep.
Video games. They've got, each room has a big LCD screen, so you can plug in your Switch or your console and get that going up there.
Yeah. All kinds of tournaments.
Yeah.
So good.
Classic.
Yeah.
All kinds of plotting and planning, devising to overthrow the government, whatever you want. It's soundproof. No one will hear you.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah, there is soundproofing in every room, so you can sing your heart out or plan to overthrow democracy. Whatever you want, as long as you rent the room.
Exactly.
And then do we want to show them around the room to so they can see? Because where we're looking at the moment, we're obviously at the back of the room where everybody sits and looks at the screen. But what we're seeing here is this amazing motif on the room that surrounds the screen. And so
Each room has a crazy, weird, wild, fantastical, nautical, strange.
Yeah.
Crazy
what
theme.
What are the different themes that they've got here? I mean, what was the one that we set up
in
that we booked? The Watcher.
With the amazing
it's a beautiful room,
on the... I'll put some photos up in the video podcast of what the rooms look like, because it's just astonishing. And they've just done it all themselves with a bunch of help from artists and a lot of styrofoam and foam and... What's the other thing that we're using? Fiberglass. It's... I've never seen anything like it. It's
quite amazing.
Fucking unreal.
And there's a deal at the moment as well. So you if you want to rent the rooms Tuesday to Thursday, you get them 50% off.
Woo! Heck yeah. What a deal. Should we do a little spin around, Dan?
Yeah.
Let's check out this artwork. I trust your artistic
hands.
I'd
go like the thing and say a quick mid spin, but I won't say that.
Too late.
This is what we're looking at from the other side of the room. So you can see that there's our recording desk, and this is
so
what we see sitting on the couch, which is absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
And this is only one of 5 of the rooms.
It can't do it justice until you get here.
The artwork is actually off the wall, so it's kind of like a 3D.
Yes.
It's full
3D.
It's hard to explain,
Kind of like a diorama.
More like a model,
It's
made into layers, which is cool.
Yeah.
There's layers to this shit, you know?
Just like our podcast, really.
It's one layer. And that layer is rubbish. I'd say, this one's pretty cool.
Just for anyone listening on audio only, I'm just adjusting the camera back again after I pick it up and mess with it a little bit. So bear with me.
Yeah.
Is that fine?
Yeah,
that's
fine.
Beautiful.
This one,
here we go. Lovely.
Like the nautical theme one.
It's very fush themed.
Fush themed. I reckon Bearer would like it.
He would.
He'd fucking love it. I reckon Bearer would like it. fucking shit. Oh no. What's this? Bro, how'd you hear me? it's Barra!
How are you? G'day, mate.
Where'd you come from?
Hey,
good to
see you. How are we?
G'day, buddy. Good to see you.
Wow.
Come on, look
what
at that.
What a surprise.
Seashell pillows.
Like NBC pillows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did they make those or they found them? Oh. Yes, they look like they're handmade. Anyway, Barra's here.
How good?
Welcome,
Barra.
Surprise guest.
It's
Andrew
so good.
Barry.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Mate, thank you for coming.
Yeah.
How's it been? When did you get in?
Got in on Thursday, so I've been here a few days, just coming for a concert. Good excuse to catch up with the lads.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Of course.
Playing some games.
Yeah, I've been playing a few. Pinball very badly since I've been here.
Yeah, those ones are tough to get, the pins.
I still don't have a pinball pin yet.
Oh, I was going to say, how many pins do you have?
Zero. Absolutely zero.
Bagel.
Wow. I'm not even close to any of them, so...
Is there anywhere you live in New Zealand where there might be, like, you could practice for a pin and then come
here
in a couple of months?
There is. We moved to Wellington recently from Auckland, and there's two pinball places in Wellington, so...
Oh, man.
They're pretty cool. Oh, I've checked one out. It's pretty sick.
Nice. Do they have any arcade games there?
Nah.
No 16-1s, nothing. Wow, not even a single shitty main cab or something.
Nah, nothing to do. There's literally no arcades in Wellington at all. So.
You should just go in there with one, like take some wood each time and just slowly build it without realizing
it's in the corner.
Or take a flat pack with one of those 1-up arcades. And then at least there's something.
Oh, don't do that.
Sorry.
Arcade 1-ups.
Arcade 1-ups.
Not 1-up arcades.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Not to be associated with 1-up arcade in any way, shape, or form.
Very separate. Imagine trying to take 1-up arcade in there. The whole warehouse.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that, but I have moved 1-up arcade upstairs when we moved.
Yeah,
and
true.
Did my back end in the process, so it's not something you'd want to do.
And you volunteered, so no workers.
I did volunteer. No compo. Steve's like,
yeah.
Just kidding, Steve.
Your back was just on the books as an expense.
Yeah, that's right. Sucked in.
Nice.
That's right. So, what band did you go and see?
Midnight. Yeah, so they're sort of like a synthwave type band from the USA.
Sweet.
That I followed for a few years. Always wanted to see, like, you know.
And
bands that you have on your bucket list.
How'd they go live?
Awesome.
Yeah, so good, man. Yeah.
Awesome.
Wow. Every second of it.
Awesome. I actually thought about it this morning and I was like, I wonder what they sound like. But I couldn't remember the name exactly.
Yeah.
So I looked up The Nightmares.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
a
band.
Pretty close.
Yeah,
yeah, it would be, yeah.
And I was like, this doesn't sound like synthwave.
Yeah.
I turned it off. Yeah. I'll find out later.
We had a listen on the way home after meeting you that
night. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Listen. That was okay. I didn't mind.
Yeah.
Okay. I liked the tunes and the melodies and the bass and music, but not so much the singing that went with it.
Yeah.
But that's just he didn't like it.
Yeah.
Mike's being really nice. He didn't like it.
Yeah. Fair enough. Some albums, they don't have much singing on them.
Yeah, right.
But others, they do. Yeah. So it's a bit of both.
Cynthia Goodness.
It was mint. They've taken off like after COVID.
Right.
So they were quite a small band. They still are, but they've just toured India.
Yeah, they get to go on tour now after after 2020.
That's a good tour of Europe coming up. So
fuck yeah, man.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
What a trip.
How's things going in Wellington since you moved? So how long's it been since you've been there?
4 or 5 months.
So
not too long. Ended last year.
Yep.
It's a cool city, man. Yeah, I really like Wellington.
Cool. Move for work or?
My partner's work. Yeah, so she got transferred down. So
awesome.
It's a cool city. Loads of places to have a beer and and that. So
is that a brewery? Is that what?
They're in Auckland actually.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Oh, that's what that Epic is.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's a cool brewery in Auckland, and I've got some arcade and pinball cabs.
Sick.
Like daytime.
Because they did the Gallagher bit, didn't they?
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's what this is from. So
cool.
They had a Gallagher contest probably a couple of years ago or so now.
I wonder who won.
Yeah. Is there any good Gallagher players in New Zealand?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so I managed to go and put a high score up, so that was good.
Did you fucking flog everyone?
Yeah.
I would think that
would have been more of a ceremonial burying than a competition.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know what the scores were or anything, so you just had to.
You walked in this game.
Yeah.
You walked in and everyone's like, "Oh, this guy."
Yeah.
This
guy's really good, eh?
Yeah. Oh shit, it's Barra.
And someone messaged me afterwards. They're like, "Oh." Someone said someone put up a massive score on the Gallagher cap. Like, was that you?
Of course it was me.
That wasn't me.
What a stupid question.
Yeah. So yeah, so I won a t-shirt and like a hat and some sunglasses.
Oh cool, that was, you won that.
And like a voucher as well, $100 voucher, so that was nice.
Right.
Just playing Gallagher.
So when are you quitting your job and just becoming like a full-time game player who just
lives off prize money.
Yeah. when I stopped drinking, which is never.
Just living off prize money and calls from Phil Day.
Oh, yeah. That'll get me through the day.
Yep.
You could get appearance fees, you know. You could be like the Kiwi Billy Mitchell, but not a cockhead.
Without the mullet.
Without the mullet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You could get implants, bro. Just on the back. Just on the back.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
shit. Don't do that, by the way.
Nah, it's a good head already, mate.
Since last time we caught up, I remember that last time we spoke and you were on the podcast, you were looking for your issue of... I think it was N64 magazine.
Yes.
So we're able to help you out with a copy of that. So
thanks. Oh, really?
What have you done with that now? Is it just stashed away?
I just got it on my bookshelf with a few other books.
It's in the wank bank.
Well, probably not considering it's about the family.
Don't make it weird.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, it was my fault. I made it weird.
We haven't seen one in a number of years. So
yeah.
It's pretty awesome to see.
Well, you've got to have a copy of that.
How'd you source it?
There's this website called electronicbay.com where you can go and find things and you can buy them. And
don't be people a will yet, don't
ship over from anywhere in the world.
What? It's called eBay.
So no, it was just on eBay. All I did was have a search after the episode, and I think that it was just opportune enough that there was one that was sort of halfway through bid when I searched, and I was like, wow, get the fuck out. And it was just some dude, and Vic was randomly selling a bunch of N64 magazines, and so I said, do you have issue X? And I messaged the seller, and he's like, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, because I've been trying to buy one in NZ, but no one had that specific issue.
Yeah.
And they don't have the internet there either.
Nah.
They've got colour TV and all sorts of stuff.
You guys got colour TV?
Just got colour TV. Yeah.
Jeez. Well, at least you can still buy CRTs at JB Hi-Fi.
Yeah, that will be
sorry, mate. Yeah, please, that was pretty cool. Did he say, a decent price, $10 or something? Or was he... more like a collector's item.
It was like $25 or something. It wasn't overly expensive. So it's like for a bit of memorabilia, like Barris for his family, where they've all been able to get into the history books in one single issue of a magazine. It's a small price to pay.
Yeah,
isn't it?
How cool is that?
So yeah, I remember. So the reason I thought of it was because we're halfway through doing our best of series where we're taking the best bits of episodes 1 to 50, and I remember going through that episode and I was like, oh, that was a really special part of the episode, man, and it was great to be able to help with that. So it's great that you've got a copy and
it's in the right hands.
Thanks, man, I appreciate that.
Hell yeah. Did you show your family?
So they love it, eh?
That's cool.
We thought we had a mag from years ago, but we've never been able to find it. I remember when we submitted those scores, we got a controller as well. We got a controller.
Yeah.
Like a Mako pad, I think it was called. So I'm not too sure actually that is.
Sweet.
It was pretty cool.
They're all tucked away somewhere usually. Yeah. Like family houses, they're a treasure trove of history stuff when you go through and find everything in boxes.
Yeah.
Gone?
Yeah, probably.
Dennis might find it on eBay.
Yeah, you never know.
Barra
N64 controller.
Yeah.
Comes up, someone in Melbourne. Oh, okay.
Yeah, tested it. Found Barra's DNA.
Yeah.
It's the one.
Yeah, Phil's got a copy of your DNA, so yeah, just compare it against that. Hey, Phil, just kidding.
If we could clone Barra.
Yeah.
Fuck. Netherworld needs to clone you, and then we can win Battle of the Arcades
again. Yeah.
100%, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. What did we have? What did we have on the agenda apart from banging on about?
Round up a couple of upcoming dates of events.
Yeah,
might roll through that.
Yeah, sure.
Please do.
Get that underway. All right.
Yeah.
Coming up on the 9th of March is the next Pin Chasers event at Netherworld, and that's going to be for Frogger. John Tannehill is going to be teaching us how to get that 20,000 points, which I only figured out on.
Oh, Tannehill's running it.
Friday night, was it?
It's going to be shit.
Was it Friday? Yeah.
Joking, John. You know I love you, mate.
So that's coming up next weekend after. soon.
But Mike, 9th of March, yeah.
Yeah, but Mikey, congrats on getting 20K on
Friday. Oh, yeah.
You don't need the less anymore. It was that night. All you need is to like look for where the gaps are in that traffic when there's like four cars and three or four trucks, whatever the shit.
Yeah.
You got to wait for the gap and the gap to line up and just go through. That's all it comes down to for that level.
All it took was you.
It was playing. I fucking played it maybe 50 times, I reckon.
Wow.
Yeah, in the last month and a half.
You know what's... ironic almost in a way is that with the damage to the collarbone that you're now limited on the games that you've got to play, so it's actually forced you to play Frogger, you poor bastard.
It's the toughest pin you've ever had to get. You had to get fucked up and then get surgery and then be forced to play it and then you got it, man.
As Johnny would say, you got this, bro.
Cheers.
Come on, Mike. You've only got one arm, but you can do it.
At One Up Arcade on the 6th of April is the next Fight Club. And they're going to be playing WrestleMania, which I'm pretty sure is that like early mid-90s Mortal Kombat style WrestleMania
it's
game.
Like, it's like 90s Midway, you know, you've got just the 90s Midway style of it's almost like the way when you see the WrestleMania game, it's a mishmash between like the style of the Mortal Kombat sprites and characters and also NBA Jam as well because like
because you're running blocking around the stage
exactly so like that sort of graphics animation style but for wrestling it's a super fun game so
cool
so really
when,
fun.
When was that released? When did that come out? Would have been early
to mid 90s I reckon.
I remember playing WWF Warzone on N64 and you could like you go under the stage and like grab TVs out and stuff.
That's
so fun.
There were some good wrestling games on the 64.
Warzone, man. Get the ladder out from under the stage and just like clobbering people. Massive CRT.
That's great.
Never break a CRT, bro.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
It would have been great if there was like commentary from Jim Ross as well if it was running, but... Oh man!
It's like, I completely miss wrestling games. I only like picked up on that one because it was like Mortal Kombat back in the day. I'm looking at the magazines, like fuck, like the moveset's like Mortal Kombat. It's like forward punch and shit.
Yeah, it is, bro. Yep.
So I think I played it once or twice on maybe Super NES or PlayStation, and just even back then, I was like, I still not a big fan of wrestling games. I missed wrestling. I only found out the other day from Phil in the kitchen that in Queensland, wrestling was on public TV here.
Yeah.
In West Australia, you had to have Foxtel to watch wrestling.
South Australia, we had to get it on Ozstar, which was like the country Foxtel. We had that, and that was where I used to watch WrestleMania.
What about New Zealand? Was it like public TV?
I don't know if it was, to be honest. We watched a lot of it, but I'm not too sure. I don't think it was on 3D.
Remember mine, when I was a kid, like I got into it for a bit. I had figurines, and my mate had like a wrestling ring and shit.
Yeah.
It was cool, like going to Kmart or whatever and looking at all the wrestling toys.
Don't tell Matt that you've been to Kmart.
Oh, fuck off, Matt. Kmart's great.
Kmart used to be awesome.
Yeah, still is. You know, you get good furniture for a little price.
It's all
back when Kmart had the media section, even like a couple, maybe like 6 years back, maybe seven. I've got the Namco. And Namco just plug and play composite.
Oh yeah,
dude, it's like shaped like Pac-Man, the joystick.
Oh,
it's got
20
or 30 different
Namco
games on it. Yeah,
that's not bad.
Back in those days.
Yeah, you never use it though, do you?
Not anymore.
Yeah.
No.
Did you use
it? Back then, I was like, oh shit, I've got Pac-Man at home now. I'm just gonna play some Pac-Man.
Oh,
sweet. But because like the joystick's like this, you can't play anything. It's like just wobbles everywhere. So it's like pretty useless.
Yeah. Okay.
It's flimsy plastic.
Didn't ever work. Opened up and it's like an arcade machine.
Mm.
Or Pac-Man be sitting there, so
I remember as a kid like wrestling being on, but it was on pretty late, so I'd set up the VCR to record it on tape because I was pretty into it for a couple of years and then would watch it the next day, but if something fucked up with the recording I was pissed.
We used to go over a mate's place and we'd watch I think it was Friday Night Raw. We watch Raw on Foxtel, and so they had Foxtel. None of us were rich in my hometown, but we'd all have a few beers and sit down and watch the wrestling. It was great, and his family would sit down and watch it with us as well. And it was awesome, man. So it wasn't every week. Maybe every second or third week, we'd be able to go down there and watch Raw. So that was good. Used to love it, man. Golden age of wrestling back then.
Fast forwarding into July, we're going to have a chat about BPAC and what's coming up there for all the arcade and console stuff. A lot of console stuff happening this year.
Mm.
It's going to be massive.
The Australian Arcade Championships is not going to be happening, but the Australian Classic Console Championships will be happening instead.
The that's the ACCC, I believe.
ACCC, it is.
Yeah, yeah. The ACCC, mate. Watch out. What does the other one stand for? Australian Consumer and...
Australian Consumer and Competition Commission.
Ah, that's it.
Just make sure that you're not ripping hats off.
Really. Nah, we were ripping them off. Fuck them. Come at us, ACCC, you dogs.
So on the 17th... Console Championship, we mean,
Yeah.
Not the other guys.
Nah, fuck them. So on the 17th of July, we've got the Classic Arcade Target Match Play, which is in a format taken from pinball, where everyone plays their rounds, and everyone who wins a round gets a certain amount of points... second, third, and fourth get a certain amount of points. So it's the first people through the event to reach the target amount of points at the top. So that's how that one's going to run. Later that afternoon, there's going to be the speed running races, which is going to be absolutely stupid fun.
Yeah, that's cool.
We're going to have a whole bunch of CRTs, four consoles, four CRTs.
Mm.
And it's going to be like, you know, we're going to start this level. Everyone goes. Whoever finishes it first gets first place. Whoever finishes second, second. There's going to be a whole competition based around speed running.
It's going to be like sports day as a kid, you know. No one really knows how to run properly because not many people are speed runners.
They're
not going to enter that. So it's just going to be like, fucking go your hardest.
If there's Castlevania speed running, I'm set. But anything else, rubbish.
Nah, we purposely didn't do that because we don't want to give you a big head.
Yeah, fair enough. It's big enough as it is.
So. Have a go with that fucking melon.
On Thursday the 18th of July, we have the Australian Classic Console Championships. This is going to be massive. There's probably 10 or so different consoles floating around.
Mm.
A whole bunch of, all running on CRTs, hopefully, as well. If we can get enough CRTs.
That's the plan. Piled in.
And just all sorts of different games.
Trying to get games that are not like just a port of an arcade game, make it more something that's either a rare arcade game that you wouldn't see, but a port of that so that it's still kind of rare, or just like games that are sort of exclusive to consoles.
It's going
to
be heavily based console exclusive, but if there is special stuff,
should be interesting.
That's it, yeah.
For sure.
On the Friday the 19th...
Basically, we're doing that so Barra can't just win the champs again. It's all 64.
If it's a 1080 snowboard comp, you're in big shit.
Does it play like Cool Borders? If so, I might have a chance.
I actually don't know.
Console guy?
Cool Borders was champion.
We had an N64 growing up, so I played a lot of that. We had a Master System too, but didn't play too much of that.
Okay.
Other than that, PS1 and stuff, so different into consoles. Don't really play them these days.
No.
Maybe on like Retro Achievements or whatever. Or Retro,
Retro Arch,
Play the odd thing on there sometimes.
You
love a console.
Yeah.
Just so easy. You got your computer now, you can just do whatever, you know.
You can play
busting out a console. Just play on a computer.
Yeah, exactly. Emulate it perfectly.
Just sit there on keyboard and just smash that and you can't beast.
Yeah.
How you do it. It's amazing.
Yeah, keyboard, you love it, eh?
That's how I learned name with keyboard. I just had no other option. I didn't know there was fucking arcade sticks for PCs back then. I was just playing name, Alright, so back to BPAC on Friday the 19th. We got our first Donkey Kong competition coming up, which is the Donkey Kong Level 3 comp. Everyone loves. It's
get rid of it.
It's a beautiful bastard, that little competition.
Yeah.
Everyone loves it and hates it.
Well, I'm usually miserable because I've flown in that day and I'm just
flying in to play Donkey Kong.
So good. Flying in for some pain.
Then the next morning starts off with the Kong Off qualifying, and that'll be running all day. But during the day, there's a couple of other comps on as well, console comps. So there'll be Ultimate Punch Console Edition. I'm not sure what the games are chosen for that yet.
To be announced.
Yep. Later in the afternoon will be the N64 GoldenEye competition, and then the Mario Kart 64 comp. So after Barry does his one credit coin drop on DK and gets his score, he'll be like lining up for the N64 comps.
Get my ass kicked in GoldenEye again. I'm so bad at that game, dude.
Oof.
Oh, yeah, me too.
That was cool to watch the people that are good at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was fun. Mario Kart is
Return to the Peter year two.
Did you even play Mario Kart last time? You had to take off, I think.
No, I played Mario Kart. Peter, I was the MC. I was running it. I wasn't very memorable, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was running it, and I competed as well. I didn't compete in GoldenEye because I just would have been taking up space.
Yeah.
Because I'm rubbish at it, so.
It's
hard,
man.
Like, it is.
We played a lot of N64 as kids, but not. We just didn't have GoldenEye. It's one of those games we never had. It's tough, man.
That's a good thing. It's probably why you would still have a good relationship with your siblings. So I'd
say. Well, Mario Kart was bad enough.
Yeah, that's
true.
We played
a lot of Mario Kart.
Yeah, go through the little rock gap.
I remember one time we were at Dad's place, and we did a four-player Mario Kart, right, and we had 100 races in a row.
Oh,
so you know how you get on the telly, like, four-player. Yeah.
Oh,
we did 100 races, and mostly Koopa Troopa Beach.
Yeah, that one you want to practice to get that jump right.
Moomin Farm.
Yeah,
Moomin
Farm. Ouija Raceway, Didn't do any of the complicated tracks because Dad didn't like them, but...
Yep.
100, so that's an average of
what? 100 races.
That's a several hours.
That's 3 or 4 minutes a race at least for the smaller tracks.
Yeah.
They're pretty quick laps.
We were there for a while.
Yeah,
man.
That's a few solid hours just racing.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Maybe we should do that as an event.
Yeah.
100 races.
100 race marathon.
The top four of the Mario Kart comp, they have to do 100 races.
There you go, Dak. That's that's a trophy for you.
Dak would love it, I reckon.
He would. He would think. He would say it's classic.
It's a war of attrition. See who just passes out first.
Yep.
Oh, that's classic.
All right, moving on to the next day. It's Sunday, the 21st of July. That has the Commonwealth Finals will be running on. So whoever's in the top 16. I'm hoping my arm's okay because I want to play during the day and play some Kong and give it a shot. If I can make it to the finals, it's going to be a miracle, but I'm keen to sit down and play during qualifying, even if it's not to be competitive, just to get it back, basically. Just to try and get back into it,
get back in the swing.
And then closing party that night on the Sunday at Netherworld at 10 p.m. so it's a late closing party for those who are going to be staying through to Monday. But then Monday afternoon, 6 p.m. at Netherworld is the two-headed monster comp, which is an absolute hilariously fun competition.
Such a good idea.
So I think we've probably mentioned it a few times where, you know, someone holds the point-blank gun and you press the trigger and they have to aim, or someone's doing the gears on Daytona and you're doing the steering and pedals.
Foot pedal on Time Crisis or whatever.
It's just
the comp I'm notoriously bad at because I'm not a team player. I've had me and Johnny Bond win in 1 year and we were mud.
Mud.
me and Big Red Bird, and then who was it last year? Oh, I was with Pelly 1 year as well. Well, it was terrible, man. I just don't play well with others, though.
Fair enough.
It could be in Shane.
Yeah, multiple winners. Multiple winners.
Team players.
Yeah.
And me and Rhea have been second to them a few times as well.
This is your year.
Oh, maybe. Man, the power couple.
Take them down.
They're just they're too good.
You guys should just get divorced if you don't win it this time. I think that's the logical step.
Finding a new teammate.
Sure. we'll
take. Just kidding, Rhea. I'm sorry, Rhea.
She's definitely listened to this episode. She got it.
Yeah, no wonder she's so mean to me. I deserve it.
And that's...
You do.
Is there any other comps coming up that you guys know of that I haven't put down? There is. There will be other comps in between, but a lot of things haven't been defined for them yet, so...
Would we talk about Death by Arcane already?
Oh, fuck.
You know that thing we're organising together? That's coming up at the end of March.
Oh, Christ, Death by Arcane.
Can you fly back at the end of March, bro?
March 30th, yeah.
I don't think I'll be...
Kickstarter.
I haven't plotted that.
Bring Barry to Death by Arcane.
Yeah, 24 hours of arcade and console gaming madness.
So what format is it? It is a competition, right?
Yep.
So
it's multiple competitions through the thing. So it's like three hour blocks, basically.
Oh, okay.
Very laid back,
Well, it'd have to be because you die.
Man. Last time, towards the end, you're just cooked. You're just waiting to go home.
Yeah, it's really funny. Like just seeing everybody from 3 till 6
a.m. That's the time, man.
Yeah.
It's the worst. It's hard to grind through that time.
I just played Tetris for hours towards the end last time.
Yeah.
I could just turn my brain off.
Yeah.
competitions towards like throughout the whole 24 hours they're opt-in anyway, so if you need to if you need decompression time or just time to just level out, because it is like it's actually a huge physical challenge to do that, and so if you need time to chill you can just do that. If you're like Neil and you have a tremendous amount of chafing, you don't need to stand up and go and play games, so
good
thing. Neil will attest to that.
Chafing cans. I sort of think it might almost be better for that event to be like 9 a.m. till 2 a.m. but it's too easy, then you can't call it death by. You know what I mean?
It's got to go the whole time.
And if you don't want to do it, you don't have to. You just don't get the survivor patch, whatever it is, right? You get a patch if you last. Kind of spurs you on.
And all the comps come with like drink tokens if you win. When you sign up and you buy a ticket, you get your three meals as well. As well as probably two drink tokens or a couple
something
of drink
like
tokens.
That,
And
you don't have to like. You don't have to. But you sort of have to just pace yourself. If you get super pissed by like 2 p.m., and good luck lasting another how many hours is
that's
that?
That's
like,
on you.
That's another 19 hours. Getting pissed, dealing with a hangover, trying to compete, trying to stay awake.
Terrible idea.
Might have to see if the doctor has some special supplements that might help. We'll see.
I'm sure he would.
Creatine.
I'm bringing the life drink again, which is just Red Bull mixed with Powerade mixed with water.
He's got a good
big thing.
And
just like sip away, keep going, keep eating as well. Keep eating. Bring your toothbrush, brush your teeth every couple of hours. So
I said to Kippy, he should do it now. 24 hours is too easy.
He
could do two of them back
to back.
That's
true.
Marathon boy. He'd be like, this is nothing.
He's like 24 hours. What are you talking about?
There's
50 hours without a break.
What an animal, hey. Like, Kibby, man, you... getting that world record like you did, man, was... It was so funny, too. He had everyone... He had me somewhat tricked that he wasn't going for the world record.
Yeah.
And he was just going for the billion, right? And then he was just like, imagine not going for the world record. Like, I was thinking that. Like, why would you go that far and not try?
Yeah.
He's a machine.
It's
wild. 50 hours.
Dude. What a beast. He doesn't want to do it again, I don't think. But maybe that...
There's no point.
Yeah.
What are you going to prove by staying awake for another hour?
There's only so many hot rod quotes to get you through like 48 hours.
He loves hot rod. They're so good. You know, I gave him like a movie... You know, the posters you see like at the cinemas. He has one of hot rod.
Beautiful. Is that when you were clearing your stuff out, eh?
I gave it.
I saw it. I was like, I want that one.
Kimmy got it, man. I don't know. I was just getting rid of a bunch of posters and... That one, I think it came from a video rental store. I don't even know if that was in cinemas, but it's a big one. He's going to get it framed.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
It's probably pretty rare.
Yep.
Yeah. That was cool. What a movie. You seen Hot Rod?
I don't think so.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
I think you'd like it. You like silly humor.
They love the Island.
Hot Rod.
Yeah, like Andy Samberg from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's him and like
his
guys from Lonely Island.
Yeah.
It's just full of one-liners, super silly, very funny, pretty wholesome.
It was originally going to be a Will Smith movie, and then Will Smith was like, I can't make a good movie out of this, and he gave it to Lonely Island guys, so like, here you go, make whatever you want, and that's what they made Hot Rod out of.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's fucking sick.
You mean like a Will Ferrell movie?
Will Ferrell, not Will Smith.
I was going to say,
Will Smith,
was it Will Smith just going around slapping everyone?
I was going to say, hang on a second.
Hot Rod.
And Jade is like, you can't do that.
Yeah, Will Ferrell's because he's Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live on Comedy Family.
Yeah.
Yep.
Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell, I could see in that movie.
Yeah,
but Andy Samberg
was
just.
It would have been very tight cast because Will Ferrell was like, I think Step Brothers is like quite close thematically to what Hot Rod is, where it would be like an older dude basically doing something like.
A teenager would do.
In the early 20s would do. Yeah,
true.
Exactly. So
yeah.
It would have probably been a bit too much. No wonder he passed on it. But what they did with it was like,
to me, that's my favorite.
It's
comedy film
of
all time.
Yeah.
It's just, bro. If you haven't seen it, man, do you like Step Brothers?
No.
It is a bit of a cult classic that a lot of people haven't heard of.
On the flight back,
Yeah, there you go.
I think DVDs only just came to NZ anyway, so it's not your fault, bro.
I just, if it's any consolation, I got introduced to Grandma's Boy recently as well.
True, that's another cult classic. So you seen that one?
I just saw that and
Dennis is useless too.
I can't, thank you. So I can't believe that it took me so long to watch that because I definitely get the one liners out of that as well. It's a favourite of mine.
So good.
It's awesome to have like a video game based movie.
Yeah.
Not really about it.
Sit on my face. The robot guy.
Look at him.
Yeah. When he's up against the wall with his trench coat. What are you doing? How can he see me?
That's good.
Well, I haven't seen it's Lord of the Rings comedy, so you know we all have our blind spots. I've never watched Lord of the Rings. I've only seen the first one.
I watched each one once.
What? Really?
But I am reading the books, and now I'm going to watch them all. I'm halfway through the second book, I think. So
what's pretty good. Longer than watching the movies or watching the books? Like,
if you watch, well, I've been reading the book for like over a year. So
I think I would encourage you to start with the extended edition and all of the bonus features as well, because that
of
is
the
like, yeah.
Oh shit! Okay.
So then that gives you like, I think, watching the actual theatrical release is good, but it's like percentage wise, it's like 7 out of 10 like the full experience when you get to watch like the full extended edition.
Okay.
And the making of for me was more interesting.
Wow.
And the entire trilogy itself, just like how great all these people are who actually made the trilogy and
Whoa.
The relationship they had and just the sort of things that they got to do while they were making it and
That's
how much
cool.
how much Weta Workshop in Wellington got to learn and experience doing this. And so it's Kathleen and I went there on our honeymoon. We went to New Zealand and started in flew in from Auckland and went all the way down through and ended up leaving from Queenstown. Went all the way through, and so we spent a bit of time in Wellington, went to Weta Workshop and had the tour and everything, and
that's good. That tours.
Spent a bunch of money on merchandise while we were there,
of course,
it's really good, so I'd encourage you to do that anyway, but watch all the making of stuff. And
do I also have to do the trip to NZ and
later?
This is quite the commitment.
But you're halfway through the second book, so you've already committed. So
yeah, that's true.
It's
going good.
It's just finishing it off.
Yeah, it's kind of tough reading at times.
I'm sure it is.
It's great.
It's very detailed.
There's times where it's just like some bullshit song that I don't even know.
Yeah, you're like I don't need to.
Can't follow it. Yeah, and I'm like, is this in the movie? Surely not. They're not just singing every 5 minutes. I don't know.
It's not really a musical.
No. Sometimes the book feels a bit like a musical. But yeah, I don't know. It's good. I really am enjoying it. Yeah. But it's just a product of its time, maybe.
There you go, Barra. Not everybody's got their. Everybody does have.
Yeah. What's your blind spot, Mike?
Oh man. Nothing, Mike. Super Mario 64.
I never played it.
GoldenEye. All those.
I've never finished it, but
I had a go of it. But I never ever played it and got into it and enjoyed it. I was like,
enjoyed it.
Good, yeah.
Oh, you're like, this is where's the license test?
Mikey also doesn't like Tim Tams as well, which I feel is a dog.
Barra, let's go, man.
Tim Tams.
This is disgusting, even.
Yeah, I just don't like it.
Mikey
is chocolate biscuity shit.
So good.
Not a fan. You can't do it.
Far out.
Oh, man. About the science.
Jeez, I wish
it's
I hated
episode of Discovery on the plate.
Far out.
I hate every Fast and Furious movie after Tokyo Drift. Fucking hate them.
I've never seen
this stupid action movie with a bit of car
they
stuff.
They did.
And the car stuff got so like over the top, it lost the essence of the actual Fast and Furious
True.
Cars.
Yeah, the first few, Tokyo Drift was sick.
It's about family, guys.
I've heard that.
I haven't actually seen any Fast and Furious movie, so
It's like Point Break, but with cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen Point Break?
Oh my god. Oh yeah, I've seen Point Break.
Actually, I don't think I have. Oh no. Guys, should we cancel the whole podcast? We've lost all our credibility.
Like
Point Break's pretty old though.
It's every single person's got a gap with it. Out of what we've just discussed, three of us are like, yeah, and someone's like, nah.
Yeah, no, nah, what's that?
Was Brain Dead big? And what was the other one that Peter Jackson did? Brain Dead and
The other terrible similar
you
one.
You don't know everything.
Bad Taste. Bad Taste and Reindeer.
No idea.
Oh shit. Oh, that was like, that was big in Australia, man. That was like really? New Zealand made cheap B-grade horror sci-fi. By Peter Jackson.
Really?
Yeah. Back in the day.
Splatter movies. What, he went from that and then did
Lord of the Rings. That's how like, Weta Workshop got very like, the very beginning of it was when he was doing like prosthetics and what all his team was making.
What's the workshop called?
Weta.
Weta.
Yeah. So like that's like W-E-T-A. That's like a big sort of native insect. Like a super big cockroach, but
they are disgusting.
Oh, right, yeah?
Serious?
Oh, bro.
If you look up giant weather,
that's
just so
weird. I feel like I'm going to get some weird porn if I look
that up. Yeah, they're in your...
And how big
depends
is
depends where you are in the country, but they can be... Yeah, there you go.
Fuck.
They are feral looking creatures.
Get out. Oh, it's like a giant cricket.
Look at the look of his face.
Fucking yuck.
That's huge.
Fucking yuck.
How do they taste, though?
I don't think they'd be classic.
They're like, is that like a Moreton Bay bug, you know?
Rotisserie.
Chuck that on a bun.
Wellington bugs.
Yeah.
That's a Wellington bug, bro.
That's gross.
A wetter.
So, yeah, we used to get them at home when we were kids, when we were at home, You know, just horrible creatures.
That's huge. What did you do with them when you found them?
Kill them?
ran away.
Pretty much,
Can they bite or anything? Are they?
They're just... Well, they can, but they're just scary. They're just like, they're
going to
hurt you.
Only in NZ? Only in NZ?
Sure, actually. Yeah.
I'm sure that you're not a native expert.
You're not a wildlife native expert?
That guy's David Attenborough.
Indeed.
The wetter are very disgusting. Yes. They can scare a kiwi. Make him run 100 miles.
You need a working David Attenborough, man.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Your kiwi accent's good, but the Attenborough is no idea.
Need some work.
Thanks for shitting on me, Mike.
Your German accent, Your South African's probably pretty good as well, I guess.
South African,
I was looking at Peter Jackson's filmography. The Feebles was one of those.
Oh,
with
the Feebles as well.
The Feebles. Frighteners as well, which was once that was... I think Michael J. Fox was in that one.
Was he?
Yeah, I remember seeing it on previews on video, like VHS,
some time ago. How did he wind up with the Lord of the Rings, I wonder? It'd be an interesting story. Maybe that's in the making of.
I believe it is, but I've forgotten it. So I won't ruin it for you, though. So
Watch
it. You'd be like, oh, wow, facts.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get him on Blu-ray and just... Maybe 4K? I don't know. Right. What do you reckon? Probably don't necessarily.
You got a 4K player?
Yeah. Oh, sure. I got a PS5.
Oh, they're 4K.
Yeah, awesome. There you go.
Made the future.
Not know.
You're still on the PS1, so.
VCD.
Yeah.
Little window box on my massive TV.
Don't shit talk, Mikey. You've still got like a bunch of licenses to go, and actually, you've got your memory card now.
I found a memory card. It's like sitting there taunting me.
You'll never get this.
a little pickup then. I think it was for my birthday. Re got me the Mem Card Pro, so I can back up PS1 memory card saves. It's like 128 kilobytes per memory card. So if anyone wants anything backed up, you send me a memory card. I'll just like
smash it.
Email it to you. There's your backup of your card forever, and you can have your card back.
So good.
Because I've had one card fail since the old days, and that's It's just, no matter how many times you plug it in, clean the contacts, just nothing on it. It's corrupt.
Yeah.
It's old and dead.
Devastating. Yeah.
I guess they would have little batteries in them? Do they have that? Or is that just whole game saves?
I think they're flash memory.
Okay.
They were early flash memory, but I think that they're pretty volatile. They don't... they don't seem to last the test of time like it should. Back them up.
Present. And it's particularly for things you've created in games, not only like... working through games, like back in the day I created, I don't know, maybe 15 Music 2000, like DJ EDM tracks.
Yeah.
Terrible music, but they're super unique, and I was like, okay, these are just going to disappear one day, so I better put them somewhere and put them on YouTube or something at some point.
Is there one that we could use for our new podcast music?
It's not chiptunes, it's not like video game music. It's funny. I made one funk song.
It kind of is. It's made on PlayStation.
It's made on PlayStation.
I've
got heaps now.
Yeah, let's listen to them, mate.
And creations like, I guess SimCity style games as well would have had, like, you're doing something, everything's so unique. Tony Hawk's 1 and 2, oh no, Tony Hawk's 2 and 3 skate park editors. Things you've just put together.
Skate parks.
A unique creation.
Yeah,
I think it's important to, like, archive that sort of stuff for yourself. Yeah. If you, everyone in the background did it. I've got, I remember one skate park I made, and it's like, it's the ultimate to give you the most maximum amount of air. So you've got like a two half pipes at the bottom.
Super ramp.
Sorry, two half pipes at the bottom, and it goes to like a massive half pipe at the top. So you can just reach up this top one, and then you can get massive speed. And if you have like low gravity mode on, full speed, and like you're spinning, and you don't come down to the bottom one until maximum amount of
air. That's great.
You can do like 5 900s.
Yeah. Probably. Give it a shot.
Hell yeah.
Just Tony Hawk's 2 out there, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to play some today now. I think it made me feel like
put the taste. Together.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
So yeah, that's...
Yeah, nice.
Pick up.
How did we go through comps, Mike? Did we end up getting through
everything?
I think
we got all. Yeah.
I think there is some stuff at 1UP Arcade that's going around the time of BPAC. They have... we have the monthly score chasing competition now, which is called... what's it called? The current one is for Raiden, and so... 225 is for a red ship, and 650 is for a blue ship. I think you got both yesterday, didn't you?
No, I didn't get the blue.
You didn't get the blue yesterday? No. Oh, bro.
Cute dog.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
got one, though. That's cool. I got that in a high scores pin, so...
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, Barra went...
Not going home empty-handed.
Yeah. Just so you know, Phil, that Barra set the high score on Robotron.
Yes.
What'd you put up? What was it?
Oh, it was like a couple hundred thousand or something.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, 225K or thereabouts, cool. Maybe 230 something, which was...
Yeah.
That'll take me a while to catch.
Yeah.
All right.
Looks like it's, I think it's called, yeah, Power Players Monthly,
it's
yeah?
Power Players.
It's like the Nintendo
Power Players
Power
Monthly.
Power logo.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
sick.
It is, yeah.
Very cool.
I can't wait to get those pins.
You're going to get them both, I'm guessing.
I don't know. I'm not. I don't know Raiden 1 so well.
Oh, this is Raiden 1.
Yeah,
I
know
Raiden
2.
One. Yeah, it's a good game. Yeah, it doesn't have the laser shot.
Yeah,
like
doesn't have the purple penis gun that you can wave around.
It's Bridgehog's way to go.
That's my favourite penis gun.
I'm sorry. Thanks, Raiden. Yeah.
Shawnee needs his penis, man.
So, apart from that, that's...
Any more pickups?
Anyone?
Oh, yeah.
I talked about
home now.
We haven't done Japan, but we'll do that
another
time.
Yeah, we'll probably,
yeah.
That's
an episode in itself,
so
much, which
is
huge.
It's an overload.
Something that I did get lately was that Dad had set up our N64 and our original Xbox.
Oh.
So some historic pickups there. So
cool, man.
The
very
Xbox
cool.
is no longer working, so I need to do a little post-mortem on it, try and find out what's going on. But our Ice Blue N64 is
Ice Blue.
Hot. Is Henry having a go of it?
Yeah. So we got Majora's Mask for it. So I went down to Eddie's and bought Majora's Mask. And
nice.
He's, my boy's playing through the backlog of Zelda games at the moment because he got the taste playing Tears of the Kingdom. And so he smashed his way through that. And he's... almost through Ocarina of Time, and he's halfway through playing Majora's Mask as well.
Is he using a guide at all? Because my Ocarina of Time, I feel like I couldn't have even finished that without a guide.
These days, like, you don't even, like, it's there's thousands of videos
on
YouTube.
Big
you
time.
Can just, like...
You can go on eBay and buy a YouTube subscription, and...
He's been ringing the 0900 number to get the first time the other
day. Been calling Ange at the Nintendo help.
Oh, true. I mean, because he's like pretty talented.
Yeah.
Maybe
he's,
he doesn't need a guide.
I remembered like quite a bit, so I was able to like sort of nudge him in the right direction and go, just look over, go down there and check that area. Burn that with your torch and see what happens. And that's enough to sort of like nudge him in the right direction.
That's cool.
In a few years, he will be calling you on the phone to do this.
Yeah, that's right. What was that again? I'll be senile by then. I'll be like, what's that?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Probably. Apart from that, what else was there?
It's a cool, retrospective pickup kind of thing.
Yeah, it's really good to like get your childhood consoles back. And it started. Probably 18 months ago when Mum sent up my original DMG Game Boy, so I got that back.
Yeah.
So
Grey Brick?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, boy. So
Australian special.
I've got the whole collection of Play It Louds, and then I got Yeah, then I got my original DMG back as well, which was fantastic.
So nice. So, did you have to give it a clean up or anything, or was it all
feral? Yeah. So the front cover fell off it, and we super glued it back on, and so now the front cover is mangled because it fell off after the super glue sort of cracked and broke. So the original front panel, the protective panel is broken. So I need to clean it all back and order a replacement one. Apart from that, it's perfect. So.
Okay. Yeah, you can get a nice glass screen lens. It'll look better than the original.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
Would you ever modify it or just keep it stock?
I can't mod it. I've got another DMG that I restored that Pat Mortis sent me, I think, for like $15. It was a non-working one, and I pulled it apart and cleaned it all up and got it going again. Hey, Pat, by the way.
Hola.
Awashua.
Yeah.
Awa. I was thinking of modding that, but I don't know. I would probably get maybe a Game Boy Color or something like that, and then do the backlight mod on it. And,
yeah,
then opens up the library bit. Game Boy Advance is pretty good with it.
Yeah, because I've already bought one that was modded, and that's like my favorite one to play. Henry's playing. Super Mario World 2, I think, that you gave us, I think, the 6 golden coins.
Oh, Super Mario Land.
Super Mario Land.
That's a
six,
good, man.
6 golden coins, whatever it is. So
I picked up a boxed copy in Japan, and I already had a copy of it normal.
So
I
went
to loose, I mean, so.
Yep, so Henry's pretty stoked with that, so he's been
awesome,
playing
man.
It.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's a good game.
So that's also a pickup, by the way. Apart from that, what else? I'll just be doing mods on the Game Gear that I've got. So I've just got the battery mod, but I want to do the LCD mod. And that's gonna be quite a task doing a full recap and a.
I did it. You can definitely do it.
Really?
Because that was my most challenging mod. Yeah, because I've taken all the caps out and everything, and I'd only done basic like Game Boy mods before.
Yeah.
Never replaced a capacitor and stuff, but got through it, and when it worked, I was like, holy shit, I actually did it.
I did a thing.
Yeah, that gave me a lot of confidence. And I kind of stopped there, actually. I was like, I'm going to...
Yeah, well, that's it for
me. Yeah, I never got anything more... I never modded anything more intricate than that. So I peaked, and I was like, all right, I'm happy. Maybe one day.
Yeah, that's legendary. Yeah. So what else is going on for the rest of the trip, Barrow?
Not much. Just cruising now.
Yeah.
Going to nurse your hangover and...
Play some pinball pins.
Yeah. Pretty much going to play pinball.
That's what I'm doing. Because I need to get those three pins too. Meteor, Godzilla. I think the easiest is probably Meteor.
That's what Jimmy was saying, but...
I find it a tough game. It's simple, but I think it's a tough game. So
maybe if I can add some credits together, and I'll be able to get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Top 5 scores might be able to get the pin.
Add something else.
I'm so bad at pinball, dude.
Yeah, it's not one of my strong suits either.
At least you're bad at something, bro.
That's good.
Makes us feel better.
Yeah, right. So this is just to fill up the pin board at home.
I've got a cork board that I'm trying to fill in.
That's so nice, bro.
3 or 4 B packs more to fill it up.
Max it out.
Nice.
So we're getting there.
That's great.
A few more stickers and stuff.
Yeah,
nice. A couple of pinball ones up there would be nice.
You can actually play it a bit.
Yeah. So I'll probably give it a nudge today.
I wouldn't feel bad, man. Like any pinball pins that I have, it's only because I had a lucky game. I think there was Monster Bash was the only one that I knew what I was doing on purpose to get the pin, and I had a good and lucky game, but got there with a bit more knowledge.
Yeah.
Rest was just lucky games, just keeping it alive. Multi-ball pops out. I'm like, oh fuck, I've got multi-ball again.
There are videos that could, like I've, in the past when I've wanted a pin, I've watched a video
That's
on YouTube, and then just sort of like, well, if you want to get a high score, this is the easiest way.
Easy points,
at least then you have some direction, and you're not just chopping wood hoping for the best.
That's exactly what I'm like, man. It's pure panic, eh?
When
one ball,
it's about survival.
As soon as you plunge, you're like, oh shit. You can hang shit on us for being Aussie, by the way. There's plenty there.
You're not a cunt like us?
Oh, no.
I think it's just us.
We're just so nice.
You know? Yeah, you guys are really nice. Yeah.
Yep.
We're shit over here. Across the ditch.
Yeah. What else did we have? I think that was kind of that's everything.
Pretty much. I had a pick up, I guess. I got from Limited Run, they did a Castlevania Game Boy Advance collection. Which also came with Rondo of Blood, I believe, from the PC Engine.
Nice.
Or TurboGrafx. So
wow, four. PS5, four?
PS4.
Yes.
Played on PS5, though.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was cool.
Backward compatible? Is it disc or is it just...
Disc. Yeah, yeah, but PS5 is backwards compatible.
Just a 4,
yeah.
Still?
Just a 4, yeah. How cool would it be if they... Like, Xbox, you can play everything, which I love.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking nuts.
But you can't with the PlayStation.
Some
stuff.
Of it, yeah.
Yeah, well, almost all of it, right?
All the big titles on original Xbox, I think you can play through, like, original Xbox 360, Xbox One to latest gen.
I think it's a majority, but I'm not sure. I want to play Grabbed by the Ghoulies. That's a Rare game.
Yep.
Rare after Nintendo.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds sexual, doesn't it?
Yeah,
Grabbed by the Ghoulies.
I think
but
Mark,
it's like a...
Mark was chasing a copy movie of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, fuck it.
Yeah.
Can't have mine.
Yeah.
It's the game.
It's a, like a Luigi's Mansion in a way, because you are like capturing ghosts.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Apparently it's pretty good. Rare, you know, it's Rare, so.
Yep.
Rareware.
To go grab Ghoulies.
Yeah.
How rare.
Should we go grab some Ghoulies and play some
pinball? In that order? Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. I'll grab the Ghoulies if you get a pinball pin, bro.
Yeah,
right. Win-win.
I did it!
Quick squirrel grip while you're trying to chop.
Squirrel grip! that's awesome. Sure.
So,
yeah, anything else you want to chat about?
Yeah, well, so we just had the Olympics tournament actually ended this morning.
Yeah.
So that's like a
there's
two of them during the year, like an online main Olympics.
Yep, awesome.
On CAGtournaments.com. So I don't know if you guys have seen that website or the or the tournament, but it's run by John Bart, who also does the Boda website. So he maintains CAG Tournaments.
Legend.
So it's a good contest. There was 84 people I think signed up.
Whoa.
And it was four captains is usually how it runs. And, like we do a draft and stuff, so for people to pick their teams.
Wow,
cool.
So it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's an awesome contest. So it looks like it was pretty close, down to the wire.
Wow. Were you the number one pick in the draft, bro?
Nah.
Probably Kibby. He's a bit of a gun.
Yeah.
Kibby
didn't play.
Oh, really?
Nah. He didn't play. But it's always good. A lot of new games this time around. So 20 games. You don't have to play them all. It's a team tournament, so just play whatever you like, really.
Yeah.
Wow.
A bunch of new games, so I didn't play everything, but Final Fight was in there.
Tips
on
Danny.
That, but that is a tough game, man.
Yeah,
I didn't submit for that one.
It's a slow burn, that game.
Yeah.
I don't know, don't do it to yourself, man. Just
some other crap like New Zealand Story, which is fun, but it's not
fun
for score.
I played it for score and it wasn't very fun.
A lot of those games aren't.
It's New Zealand Story is one of those games that you can loop, isn't it? That
get
a decent score on it.
Yeah. Indiana Jones, that was a really fun game. I never played that before. So
no, I've never played it.
Spent a bunch of time grinding that.
Okay.
Super fun, yeah.
Cool. What style of game is it?
It's a platformer, So you're in the minecarts and stuff, and whipping thuggies.
That sounds sick.
It's cool.
Yeah,
the control's really nice.
I think it's Atari, isn't it?
It is. Well, and it's pretty difficult as well.
I'm
going
to have a go at that.
Because
in Indiana Jones seems like that would make a sweet video game, but I don't know any better standouts.
So
maybe now I do.
So that was a cool cool one. What else did we have? Strider.
Strider's good.
Jank,
pretty jank.
not great for scoring.
How do they do the scoring for the Olympics? How do they judge who?
So it's just high score per game, right? And then it's you basically get the top 10 players in each team, their score counts. So number one score get 40 points for the team, and then 39.
Something like Boda.
Yeah, so
it
top,
makes sense because he runs the Boda side.
Yes.
Here, right?
So top 10 per team can score.
Mm.
Just pure high score. Normal rules.
So if you know that you can't get a score on that game without a whole bunch of effort, you might as well just focus on
move on to something else that's easier for the team.
For
the team. But
fill the gaps kind of thing.
Yeah. What else was in there? It was Amidar, which actually fine, quite fun. I didn't mind that.
You're on your own there, but
yeah.
You and Tanya and Adam.
No, it's
I didn't mind it when I played it.
I'm just so bad at at the bonus stages, you know, how you have to trace the banana like up the maze. Like,
oh, shit.
And choose which path to come down on the bonus stage. Yeah. Tracing your finger on the monitor.
Trace the banana. Like, game of system style.
Yeah, actually, I do remember that.
Bubble. Yeah. I hate bubble bubble.
That's a bastard of a game. Like the last sort of half of the game is just like, I can't get there. I've been trying to play it for a while, and I find that I go back to it, get frustrated, go and do something else, and try going back to it later. I'm probably in about the third wave now, going trying to play it, and I do want to 1cc that game one day.
That'd be epic.
So hard, man, that game. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, so that was cool. We did that it's sort of twice a year. There's a winter and a summer. The Olympics, it's called. So it used to be called the YOLO Olympics. It's just the YOLO Olympics. So this one was the winter the Olympics because, you know, obviously
Northern Hemisphere. In America, it's winter,
So some of the Olympics will be around. It's usually when BPAC's on, actually.
How long does it last?
It's usually like 5 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get that much time to just put as much as best scores up you can.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's good fun. Good to just chat shit with your teammates and figure out games.
Yeah. Sounds like you'd be pretty good at Boda, mate. You know. Netherworld needs more players. These dogs from 1UP have beaten us the last 2 years. They're good.
It's just practice. It's all practice.
Yeah.
True.
It's important, and we did not do that enough, and hopefully... we'll see. Can't reveal too much to one of the enemy. Yeah, sweet. So, anything else, guys? Yeah? Should we play some games?
I'm good.
Get a feed, maybe?
Have some beers. Like, feed.
Plan.
Sweet.
Nice. Thanks so much for joining us, mate.
Yeah, thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
Good to see you.
Always good to see us.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you to Netherworld and Lost Souls for the sweet digs for the episode as well. How good.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's place rules.
Perfect.
Don't forget to book in.
Yeah,
you can use these rooms for whatever.
Come check it out.
As long as you don't make a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Sweet.
Cheers, guys.
See you guys. Bye.
Take care.